Four Eagles waived on Sunday were claimed on Monday, and no other team lost more than two. Tackle Cameron Williams went to Atlanta, tackle Miles Hinton to Cincinnati, tight end Cameron Latu to New England, and defensive back Kapina Gushikin to Indianapolis, per Ruben Frank at NBC Sports Philadelphia. No other team had more than two players claimed. Williams and Hinton were both Philadelphia's own 2025 picks, 207th and 191st overall. And the Eagles were awarded nothing themselves, per Jimmy Kempski at Philly Voice, and made no trade. Roseman said Monday, per Dave Zangaro, that he had a lot of conversations with every team, almost every team, and I like the action and was trying, but it just didn't make sense for us at the time. Roseman's accounting of the losses, per John McMullen at Eagles on SI. The rate of claims in the league is about 4%. Certainly, those percentages didn't apply to our roster over this weekend, unfortunately, but that's the risk of doing business and don't feel good about that. Itemized, we lost two draft picks. We lost a special teamer, a tight end who had 10 special teams tackles for us last year and a blocked kick. Don't feel good about that. We lost a young defensive back that we liked. Kempski did not think Gushikin, Latu, or Williams was uncuttable. Gushikin got down the field like a missile in punt and kick coverage, but had not held up on defense. Latu was a blocker who did not offer much as a receiver, and Hinton struggled at both his spots this summer, which made his claim a bit of a surprise. Jeff Kerr at Eagles on SI had Gushikin losing the sixth corner job to Mac McWilliams, who had a year in the system, and Latu losing the fourth tight end spot to EJ Jenkins, the better blocker. The practice squad went the other way, and it is where the hedges from our last episode resolved. Carson Steele, the preseason's breakout back our last episode left waived with nothing signed, signed Monday, per the team, one of 13. Damian Pierce, released Sunday, back Monday. Both international player pathway rushers, defensive tackle U.R. Bernard, and edge Joshua Weru, whom we said went out, cleared waivers and came straight back, per Jeff Nyberg at The Inquirer, who reports Bernard carrying the international exemption that keeps him off the practice squad limit. Roseman on them, per Chris McPherson at the team's site. U.R. never played organized sports before. It's a different bar. And on the comparison everyone reaches for, if we're just judging everyone through the lens of Jordan Mailata, it's going to be hard to give these guys a fair chance. Rookie safety Cole Wisniewski, the 244th pick, and edge Keyshawn James Newby, the 252nd, were both waived and both came back. Receiver Britton Covey is on it too, likely to be active on game days as a call-up, per Kempski. Up front, center Jake Majors and tackle John Ojukwu. On defense, linebacker Chance Campbell, defensive tackle Gabe Hall, safety Maximus Pulley, and edge Mason Reiger, an undrafted Wisconsin rusher released by Miami who had a sack in his preseason appearance, per Kempski. Then, Tuesday's four, per the team, three of them other teams' recent draft picks, tackle Kieran Amagaji, Chicago's 2024 third-rounder, running back Jaden Blue, Dallas's 2025 fifth-rounder, 129 yards on 34 carries as a rookie. Cornerback Robert Longerbeam, Baltimore's 2025 sixth-rounder, who missed his rookie year with a knee. And receiver Danny Gray, released Sunday and re-signed 2 days later. Zangaro's framing. The Eagles probably liked them in their respective drafts and are now going to take a longer look at them. Kerr's read is that Longerbeam has more upside than the corners behind the starters. 17 as of Tuesday, by the team's own two announcements. Roseman's line on the whole exercise, per Nyberg. From our perspective, development is real. These guys have tremendous ability to be developed. The reserve list from Sunday stands. Cornerback Jacorian Bennett and tight end Grant Calcaterra on injured reserve with return designations, neither eligible before week 5, per the Inquirer's tracker. Safety. Andre Sam, carted off in the finale with a left leg injury, was waived with an injury designation Sunday, per the team's log, and reverted to a reserve list after clearing, the transaction our last episode did not yet have. Jonathan Greenard is on the active 53, activated from the physically unable to perform list, to make it despite missing all of camp, per Zangaro. No reporting this week updates his practice status. The quarterback room is exactly where Sunday left it. 4. No order behind Jalen Hurts. Roseman, per Nyberg. The most important position in sports. I feel like all those guys have value for our team, Obviously, some is short-term value, some is long-term value when you think about coal. And on naming a backup, per Zangaro, anything that goes into preparations for Washington, we're going to keep close to the vest. Back in July, we previewed Philadelphia as the one team in its division whose profile pointed down, a record in one-score games that history tends to claw back, and an offense that ranked 16th in expected points added per play, the measure of how much each snap moved the expected score, with Sean Mannion's under-center, motion-heavy rebuild as the counter-argument. One fix the page needs. Our last episode put that offense 15th, and 16th is the number. Cut day did not settle the argument. This week did not touch it. What it did was cost the Eagles four players they cut expecting to keep, an answer with development bets on the practice squad, Roseman's word, patience, while the questions the July preview asked of an 11-6 division champion wait for Washington. The July question is unmoved. The margin for injury under it is thinner than it was on Sunday. Next is the Commanders, Sunday, September 13th, at Lincoln Financial Field. What to watch? Whether a backup quarterback is named before then, and whether Greenard practices in game week. The recap follows the game. Data via NFL Verse.